Then there's a deeper question of the aim of life. This question basically arises at a certain deeper level of our soul. The question that Narada asked of the robber, "What are you all doing this for?" is a question put to him at a given time where he was deeply stirred . Now what is it that was stirred which led him to inquire really, went to his house and asked everybody, and when he got the answer he got disappointed. And then felt that all that I was doing was all wrong. So this question, what is all this for, is really a question that strikes the real soul when it arises or when it is put. And if it is really stirred, it is the inner soul, the psychic, that is stirred. That is a mark that the soul is now active. And then the pursuit of the discovery of the aim of life is also the soul activity. It may be a long activity, but the whole inspiration comes not from vital or the body or from the mind, but from the soul. At a deeper level of this search is the question, what is the aim of my life? Not only aim of life in general, but the aim of my life. And that stirs our entire inner being to the deepest level. What am I? Koham, kastvam. These questions which arise, and one is gripped by these questions, are really the experiences of the soul. It's not merely mental, mind is not merely capable of this, being stirred by them. Even if somebody puts this question, many people just skirt these questions. They don't grip the individuals. How many people in India particularly have heard these questions? Koham, kastvam. Shankaracharya said these are the basic two questions that should be put to everybody. And our culture is basically that culture. You are not going off the track. Actually, it's a very important question. You cannot superficially evaluate this. There are people who ask this question very deeply, and while the search is going on, in the meantime, they may be engrossed in selfish activities. In the meantime. Now there are people who don't ask that question, but are already doing very nice activities. Now both are of equal value if they just remain where they are. Both are limited. The real goal should be that when you inquire, ultimately you should come back to practice. And those who are practicing now they should also expand their knowledge.
So my algorithm is still not work.
And you have to integrate it so that you really become conscious of what you are doing. Mm-hmm. Unconsciously, many people in the world are extremely psychic. Children, for example, most of the children are extremely psychic. Most of the children. Their activities bubble out of the soul. It is not wrong to say children are angels. In certain activities of them, they are angels, there is no doubt about it. Not in all their activities, but in many of their activities, they are angels. But they are not conscious that they are angels. Even some animals are psychic somehow, sometimes. They're extremely sympathetic. Selfless sacrifice. Some dogs, for example, they sacrifice themselves quite selflessly. Psychic element in them is present, manifest, is an aspiration. But they are not conscious of this. To be conscious and to be master of these movements is the goal of our purpose, in fact. Until you are conscious of it, all this may be good as a help, but that is not the terminal point of our effort. So both should be amalgamated, actually. The discovery of the psychic being or of the soul is perhaps one of the deepest experiences of the soul itself. Conscious experience of the soul. What are those experiences? Spontaneous cheerfulness. Spontaneous cheerfulness. Spontaneous experience that everything is alive. The same trees, the same sky, the same people whom you are meeting day after day, and one fine morning you find them all alive. You feel as if the season has changed, it is spring. The stones quicken, the trees begin to whisper, and everything seems to have message, and you find so harmonious with everything in the world. Everything is so vibrant, palpitating, you feel concrete experience everywhere. At a deeper level, you experience tremendous calm, a tremendous mastery in which your body, life and mind don't resist at all, they don't create any problem at all for you. You reach a stage where there is a mastery over your body, life and mind. At least for that moment, when you have that experience. A quiet mastery of body, life and mind is a deeper experience of the soul. You begin to hear the voice of the soul, either physically, sometimes even physically you can hear, or you have an imprint of the message of the soul so powerful that you know exactly what you have to do. You may be for days and days in question whether you should do or not do, And then suddenly, if you are really developing your soul experience, then after that experience, you are then sure as to what you want to do. And you cannot even doubt it. Even if you want to doubt it, the doubt does not arise. Or it is felt to be an external movement, and your feet are sure on the right path. It goes straight towards its goal. You know what you really are. What is your specific function? What is your role? What is your true individuality?